Veterans halls, fraternal lodges, and other organizations have been using electronic gaming machines that Attorney General Mike DeWine ruled last year are illegal gambling devices. The groups went to court and got an order that allows them to continue to use the machines, which raise money for local charities. In an attempt to resolve the dispute, the Ohio Lottery offered to buy new electronic raffle machines for the groups, an idea that at first was rejected. But many groups are on board now. Connie Miller with the Ohio Lottery brought to the state controlling board a request for $22.5 million to buy up to 1,200 new electronic raffle machines.
We currently have requests for slightly more than 600 machines, although we're still evaluating the sites where they would go. So we would place an initial incremental order.
The turnaround apparently comes after the lottery offered a new deal to the groups, giving them more money for their local charities than a previous deal did. This new plan gives the machine's manufacturer, Intralot, a little less than 2% of gross monthly sales, with 40% of the rest going to the groups and 60% going back to the state for schools. But that is less money for local charities than the groups keep now with their current machines. And just before the controlling board approved the lottery's request, Democratic Representative Chris Redfern of Port Clinton noted in a question to Miller that acceptance of these new state-provided machines is totally voluntary.
And in lieu of an appellate court decision, the machines that are currently in place at the lodges and halls, because of the restraining order, can remain in place.
Mr. President, Representative Redfern, yes, until the court acts further, those machines can remain in place.
And in many cases, that's what's going to happen, says Bill Seagraves, the executive director of the Ohio Veterans and Fraternal Charitable Coalition.
We're not going to take the machines. Our post will not take those machines. They'll rebel against taking those machines.
Suzette Price is with the American Legion, among 20 groups that protested the deal.
We are not encouraging the acceptance of these machines. Absolutely not.
And you're just going to keep operating the machines you have right now because you have a court order that says you can't?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. So until they're proven constitutionally illegal, then we've been given the authority by the state to continue operating those machines, yes.
A spokesperson for the Ohio Lottery says more than 200 veterans and fraternal group buildings have requested at least one of the new machines, and 200 additional halls and lodges have asked for more information about them. The machines will be manufactured in Intralot's facility in Mason, near Cincinnati, based on demand. And if the current machines are upheld in court, Miller says the new ones could be deployed to bars and other places where the lottery operates Keno and other machines. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.